Yeah, I'm going to try this again because I've been playing around with sound settings, and I know the first one was quite quiet. The second one was too noisy with that edge of, noisiness. So, yeah, I'm playing with the Audioboo desktop app. It's basically Audioboo that you can use on a Mac or a PC. It's just a website. You nip into the website and do it that way, and it's just like a little box that hovers over whatever you're looking at. Has pause recording and the duration, and also the max 5 minutes thing, which is great because I didn't actually know how long I had when I was doing it on the iPhone. So it was only when I came across the FAQ that I probably should have read before. Anyway, so I'm using it on Safari because after chatting to Audioboo, hey Audioboo, hi guys. It turns out that I'm using the super beat-y new shiny version of Firefox, which is great. And doesn't crash and is awesome until you want to do things like log into bank accounts or use Audioboo, then it doesn't really work very well. It's like it's too new. All these websites don't quite know what to do with it yet. I tried it on Chrome and I just, well, the less said about that the better. So I'm reduced to using Safari. Yes, joy. I love Safari. Yeah, I'm a Firefox girl, go figure. So yeah, I'm playing around with this, and it's actually really quite nice. It's big, it's easy to see. That's 80 minutes, gonna do that frequently. It's nice, I like it, it's easy to use. The only thing you've got to put in is location, because there is no GPS system on a desktop or a Mac, on a PC or a Mac rather. So that's one of the perks of using the iPhone version. Plus you get that little ding dong 3-2-1 noise, which I really like on the iPhone, as fluffy and unuseful as it is. It's a good little app, and it's nice to have a backup version for when you don't have an iPhone. So I like this.